todolisthome.com. Welcome, I'm your host Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is July 29, 2012. This is episode 115, Prepare Bug Out Bags for Survival and Emergencies. I recently had to check my bags because of the June 29 blackout in the mid-Atlantic states that was caused by a derecho, which is a widespread, long-lived windstorm associated with severe thunderstorms. At 10:30 p.m. that evening, the lights went out and we went into our bug-out bags for comfort and safety. The news on the radio was not enough to concern us to bug out, as staying at home was the best option, so we bugged in. But the aftermath of the storm and its death toll made me think harder on bug-out situations. Last summer, on August 23rd, I was at work when a 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck from south-central Virginia and shook the hell out of us in northern Virginia. I was separated from my family and the phones were down. Were they okay? Would they know what to do? How would I get to them? I have family in Japan too and was awestruck by the earthquake and tsunami that ravaged the eastern coast of the main island Honshu. How many people got to bug out in the 15 minutes between the quake and the onslaught of the tsunami? On August 28, 2011, my family actually had to bug out in advance of Hurricane Irene. That story is listed in today's show notes at todolisthome.com. We bugged out all the way to Seattle. Other events abound in the news that would require us to bug out. Floods, tornadoes, our home was actually demolished by a tornado in 1973, and fire. A home fire or forest fire, as we see in the news, would certainly be cause for bugging out. Other types of disasters include civic unrest brought on by something like the economic crisis, which is certainly not getting better. Another major storm could cause long-term blackouts. We saw enough people in the area go without power for weeks during the hottest year on record. Most were unprepared and stuck at home to deal with uncertainty. A nuclear power plant failure, such as ones caused by earthquakes or tsunamis, or something else would make living at home unacceptable. We live not far from one in Springfield, Virginia. Pandemic diseases only need one good day to go viral, and bugging out may be the only alternative for staying safe. Acts of war could cause the need to bug out from the high target value area in which we live. Or there could be other force majeure that we cannot foresee but know have happened before. Okay, maybe not all of them. The point is, 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina should have taught Americans one important lesson. When bad stuff happens, you are your best hope. The government acknowledges as much and has a wonderful website called ready.gov, which urges all citizens to prepare for disasters and have plans ready for bugging out. Doing so will help you reduce the impact of disasters and may save lives and prevent injuries. The decision to bug out is not an easy one, but one in which you must listen to your instincts of flee or stay. You cannot be paralyzed, and if you bug out and nothing goes wrong when you have, then you've practiced for when things do go wrong. When you hear bad news is coming your way and impending doom is in your head, listen to your bad feelings and take off. I don't want to end up like this guy I saw in the news after Hurricane Katrina destroyed his home. My job is to keep these folks smiling, and you should plan to do the same. Don't freak out. I choose to take control by being prepared. The first thing is to be aware of your surroundings and pay attention to the news, especially the weather. Don't be a zombie walking around with a smartphone and not knowing how to use it to stay safe. Stay in touch with family, friends, and neighbors. To be aware of what's going on and look out for each other. Include them in your bug out plans. These are the most important items to take when bugging out. No need to write them all down. I've got them listed at todolisthome.com. This is what my bug out bags look like. Again, the list of all these items and things that you can pack in your bags are at todolisthome.com. You also need things for your bug-out vehicle. And again, a list can be found at the website todolisthome.com in today's show notes. You should test your bug-out bags. Go on a short-notice trip, time how quickly you can get everything ready to roll, make notes, and try again. Don't wait until it's too late. Pack your bug-out bags today. Go to todolisthome.com for more about emergency preparedness. And while you're there, get your free copy of 3 Things to Do for a Better Life. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.